Hi, I'm Karen Spencer. I'm the consultant psychologist working here at Gravitas Outcome Services GIC. Historically, I've worked with many clients in various organisations in my former role in social care. Now, I support organisations when they implement CAWS, our case outcome recording system, and assist them with the process of becoming outcome focused. During this process, I've noticed themes of questions that get asked over and over, and I find myself saying the same things time and again. In fact, sometimes I'm not sure if I've said the same thing to the same person that I'm actually talking to, but that's another matter. So I thought it might help if I recorded some of the responses that I give for you to listen to at your own convenience. Today's question is the most common one that new users of our call system say, why should we bother? Apart from the very obvious answers that funders are asking us to provide figures, workers often feel that they could spend their time better by actually working with the client rather than recording what they're doing. Well, I guess one of the key reasons is that this will actually help you to improve the services that you provide for your users, and there are a number of reasons for this. Firstly, one of the reasons that a client comes to you for help is that they want to affect some change in their own life. I guess unless that were true, they wouldn't have come to see you at all, right? So I don't know if any of you have ever tried to change anything in your life. It's hard and it takes time. I can think of a few ways in which I've wanted to change my life, and I know that the successes I've achieved didn't come easily or straight away. There were many failed attempts along the way. There are several emerging patterns that I've discovered through making those unsuccessful attempts to affect a change in my own life. One of the key features that defines my successful attempts are that I kept my final goal in mind. Recording what somebody wants to achieve helps us to focus our interventions on that goal. Sometimes as we get to know a client, we stop seeing the original obstacles they were trying to overcome, and maybe they do too. Being able to go back and review what the original goals were for a client are crucial to them staying on track in the long run. Now, this doesn't mean that they have to be focused on their problem every day, more that every now and again we can remind ourselves as workers and their guides what it is that they really wanted to achieve. Another thing is that when I did fall off the wagon, so to speak, I had to get back on. Now, that didn't always happen straight away, but it happened better when I had support. This support was not scorning of my failures, but encouraging me to look at the small successes I'd already made along the way. Keeping a record of what we've been doing with the person allows us to use reflection with them as a tool to feel good about how far they've come, and minimising the hurt and feelings of failure that they may be experiencing right now. Any process of change is always littered with obstacles that we didn't necessarily expect. Here at Gravitas Outcome Services, we often explain change as like a duck swimming in water, whereby if all you see is what's happening above the water, when all the work is actually going on underneath, you may be missing some hidden obstacles in the water, which, when they arise, could take you off track from the original problem. Maybe self-esteem becomes a barrier to employment plans, or insecure housing crops up as an issue that creates a whole new barrier to deal with before addiction control can be maintained. Being able to clearly categorise your plans allows you to add new interventions as and when they are necessary. It also allows services to see if something's working or not. Maybe there are more efficient interventions that will work for some people, but not for others. Well, I hope this session has been of some use and helped to clarify why we believe in recording and monitoring outcomes. If you've got any comments about what I've said, I'd love to hear from you. There are many ways you can keep in touch. We have Facebook and Twitter, and all the details and the links of that can be found in the transcript link that's also on this page. You can go to our webpage. You can get in touch by calling me on 0161 408 1163, and that would be great, as is emailing me on karen@outcomeservices.org. Next week, our question is going to be, what are outcomes? And we'll be talking about the differences between hard and soft outcomes and looking at some measures and scales commonly used by our organisations. Thanks for listening. And if you've got any questions at all that you'd like me to answer, don't forget, get in touch.